Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I'm Teresa Douglas Patterson, second-year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 9, 1952, readers of the Barbados Advocate were informed that Barbados had made the necessary proclamation for the new Queen's ascension following the death of King George VI. The Advocate reported that a proclamation had been made in London on February 8th at St. James Palace to much pomp and pageantry. Barbados, a long-standing colony in the British Empire, will not be left out, hosting, according to the Advocate, a short and impressive ceremony in Trafalgar Square also on February 8th. The Advocate report reveals that bells rang in the public buildings at 11 a.m., summoning four trumpeters, while a 21-gun salvo was fired from the visiting British warship HMS Devonshire. Sailors from the vessel, along with members of the police and Barbados Regiment, formed a guard of honour. Governor Sir Alfred Salvage received a royal salute in the presence of key dignitaries such as Gay Lyle Mandeville, Bishop of Barbados, Sir Alan Collymore, Chief Justice, Robert Turner, Colonial Secretary, Campbell Wiley, Attorney General, Sir John Chandler, President of the Legislative Council, and Grantley Herbert Adams, Leader of the House of Assembly. With all duly assembled, the Sergeant-at-Arms read the proclamation, noting that the High Mighty Princess Elizabeth Alexandra Mary is now, by the death of our late Sovereign of happy memory, become Queen Elizabeth II. By the grace of God, Queen of all her realm and territories, Head of the Commonwealth, and Defender of the Faith, to whom her lieges acknowledge all faith and constant obedience, with hearty and humble affection, beseeching God, by whom kings and queens do reign, to bless the royal Princess Elizabeth II with long and happy years to reign over us. Queen Elizabeth II went on to reign for 70 years, visiting the island on six occasions in 1966, 1975, 1977, 1985, 1989, and 2002. Perhaps the most memorable occasion was when she travelled to Barbados for the knighting of global cricket icon Garfield Sobers at the Garrison Savannah in 1975. When Barbados took the decisive step to transition to Republican status in November 2021, proclamations like the one reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day in 1952 were no longer necessary.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.